This is Twit.
Good news. This just happened. Amazon has now agreed to ban the use of its face recognition technology for a year.
Hallelujah.
This, of course, following IBM saying, we're not going to do it anymore because, of course, all of this face recognition technology is very much biased against people of color.
Yeah. And so now that they're going to ban it, let's hope that they're saying, you know what, we're going to bring in some more teammates that can help with this, that can help make it better, that,
yep,
you know.
Yep.
But more importantly to me, this is Amazon, which fought this tooth and nail, finally realizing, you know what, the tide is turning.
Finding a North Star.
Yeah. We can't keep doing this. Maybe I'm a cynic. Maybe it's because it's bad for business. Oh, no, we better do this. Maybe because they did find their a little bit of conscious, I don't know. But that's why I feel like there's hope. For the first time in my lifetime, there may be some hope. Actually, that's not true, because I had hope in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s, that maybe we could change things. There was that sense.
But then our generation screwed it up. Our generation didn't do the things that we promised we were going to do. Our generation got in control. Our generation of old white men got in control and didn't do anything. That's what depresses me about this, is that it feels, the fact that it feels so much like 68 means that there should have been a step change.
Not this
and it
time.
Hasn't been. So we hope and pray and need to commit to making a step change. There was a fascinating, so the editor of Bon Appetit had to resign because he was in brown face in a photo that was found in social media.
He and his wife years ago pretended to be Puerto Rican. That. Yeah.
So the staff of Bon Appetit just put up a letter to the public that I think is very good and confesses the sins of the magazine and has concrete things that they say that they're going to do. One thing that we see in journalism all the time is an editor or a professor says, oh, that story is not big enough. It's just a trend. It's just you and your people. That's the kind of stuff that went on. And they used low-level people underpaid at Bon Appetit to be in video so they could look better.
And they didn't pay them.
Through all of
this. They didn't pay them. They didn't pay the black people. They only paid the white people. It's like so appalling. Right, so appalling. Oh, my God.
So staff,
and I just want to say right now, Ant, we're going to start paying you because
I appreciate it.
It's wrong.